Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And today we are celebrating, remembering, and recalling the wonderful life of Rush Limbaugh, America's anchorman, the man who single-handedly saved talk radio and pioneered this industry for what it is today, the man who gave conservatives a voice in America. Rush Limbaugh passed away earlier today, that word coming down, his wife Catherine announcing the news on the Rush Limbaugh program during the noon hour. And we've been taking your calls, remembering Rush Limbaugh and what he meant to you, what he meant to this country. We have a line open, and we're going to be getting to your calls just momentarily, 844-747-8868. We understand President Trump was on Fox News Channel just a few moments ago, and we are efforting that audio. We will get that to you here momentarily. Also, Paul Shanklin, the guy who created all of the parody songs that and he's the voice of those characters on the Rush Limbaugh show. Paul is a good friend of mine, and he just sent me a note, and he said I can read this to you, share with you on the air, and we will do that in just a moment. But right now, and again, we're sort of blowing up all of the things we had scheduled to talk about today to cover this important news happening out of EIB headquarters on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. We're very honored to have a special guest with us, a great American. He is the former chief of staff of President Trump, now a senior partner at the Conservative Partnership Institute, our good friend Mark Meadows. Mark, good to have you back on the show.
Todd, great to be back with you. Obviously, it's a sad day for America with the news coming of Rush's death, and literally before there was Facebook, before there was Instagram, before there was Twitter or anything else that was out there, there was the Rush Limbaugh show that actually was allowed conservatives to not only hear but to be able to share in a real way. And he is going to be missed, and I know you know that the legacy that he's left for so many of us that call ourselves conservatives, we have a debt of gratitude to pay to Rush Limbaugh and all that he did for America. So a sad day, but one that I can honestly say he will not be forgotten.
No, you know, I think he's right up there with Paul Harvey, you know, one of those legacy guys who changed, you know, what happened on that radio on a daily basis.
Well, he did, and that dates you, Todd. You shouldn't be able to know who Paul Harvey is. And for some of your listeners that may be a little bit younger, there was always the rest of the story by Paul Harvey, and Rush was the same way. I will say, you talk about the things that we remember. I can remember Rush being at the State of the Union where President Trump honored him with that Medal of Freedom announcement. And the left went crazy. I mean, they couldn't believe that a president was honoring Rush Limbaugh in that way. But I can remember that Jim Jordan and I were on the as members of Congress were on the House floor. We looked up and, you know, gave him the thumbs up, and he patted his fist across his heart and pointed back at us. And, you know, for Jim and I, you know, a lot of us held Rush in such high regard to have that personal relationship that not only that it was he a radio talk show host, but he loved this country in such a way that he was willing to take on all the errors and the bullets from the left, and yet continue to voice what so many people wouldn't voice. And so he will be missed. But you know, he kind of plowed the way for many of us, you know, including you and I, where we are now not not afraid to speak up in the public square.
No, one of my favorite stories, you know, when Fox asked me to do the national show originally, and I knew it was noon to three, I thought, well, how am I going to listen to Rush? And so so I had to subscribe to his podcast. But one day I was in the middle of my show, Mark, and my phone just explodes. All my family members were texting me from back in Tennessee, and I thought something horrible had happened. And I'm like, what's going on? And I look, and my family was saying, Rush Limbaugh is reading one of your stories on the air right now. And my initial thought was, wow, that's pretty cool. And then I thought, well, wait a second, why are you guys listening to Rush? You ought to be listening to me.
Well, Todd, I mean, it's interesting you say that, because you knew that you had arrived if Rush picked up a story. I can remember as a young freshman member of Congress, and I had led a letter, and he started talking about the letter that we were leading on in Congress, and my phone was blowing up. You're being mentioned on Rush's show, and it was like you had arrived. But you're right. He had such a following, and does have such a following. Mighty, mighty big shoes to fill, and your show is going to be a big part of doing just that.
Well, we're just we're happy to be able to talk and provide folks an opportunity to voice their thoughts and opinions. And really, everything I'm doing, I learned from Rush, no doubt about that, Mark. But you know, one of the things that that I really respected about him, I was a college kid when Rush went national, and of course, this was about the time of the revolution led by Speaker Newt. And as a matter of fact, Rush, I think, coined that phrase, Speaker Newt. And it was compelling content. But this guy really did have an influence on the conservative movement.
Well, he did, and not only did he have an influence, but he was able to actually be the pioneer for so many others. You know, he was vilified by the left. But he was vilified because actually he would speak into the cars and homes of so many millions of Americans each and every day. And what would happen is as he spoke into that, people were willing to speak up at their place of business, at their church, in their communities, because they had heard it perhaps on the radio, and they said, you know what? I'm not alone. I'm not the only one that thinks that this is ridiculous or this politically correct way of thinking is wrong. It is actually great for those who are willing to be pioneers. It's sometimes lonely, but we will certainly miss Rush. And my prayers go out to his family, both personal family and professional family, on what has to be a very difficult day.
Indeed. And Mark, one final question, if you don't mind. You speak about the conservative movement, and there's a lot of conversation about where the party goes, the Republican Party goes. Where do you see this party going, and does former President Trump have a place in that?
Not only does he have a place, President Trump has a place that is front and center. And so anybody in Washington, D.C., most of them want to sideline him and want to say, well, this movement that President Trump actually helped foster over the last 4 years was just a passing fad. I can tell you that's not the case. I can also tell you in my personal conversations with President Trump, he plans to reengage and stay involved and ultimately be a real significant influence in the months and years to come.
Well said. And Mark, I just want to say this to you. We didn't have a chance to talk when you were White House Chief of Staff. You're a busy guy. But I just want you to know you did an amazing job. And the president was blessed to have you leading the charge there in the White House. And we're just excited about the great work you've done for this country and continue to do for this country.
Well, Todd, that means a lot, and for all your listeners, I appreciated their prayers as well as the prayers coming from you personally. But we need to continue to pray for our country and stay engaged. And we have faced difficult times in the past, and in the future looks bright. And we will continue to make sure that the forgotten man and woman they're not forgotten anymore.
All right. And, you know, Mark, we moved everything. We moved our operations back home to my hometown of Memphis. So when you and Mrs. Meadows come over this way, the barbecue's on me.
I'm counting on it. I understand it's snowing and cold there right now, but we'll count on it when it gets a little warmer.
We're hoping the pork butt thaws out before then. So,
all right, good, Todd.
Mark Meadows, ladies and gentlemen, a great American patriot, former White House chief of staff, and a great American patriot. And we'll get him back on to talk more politics. But I really appreciated his kind words about our friend Rush Limbaugh. All right, you know what? We're going to take a break here. When we do, we're going straight to the phone lines. We're going to finish our conversation with Wyatt over in Nevada. We've got Pastor Matthew, Mark in Arkansas, Tom in Gainesville. Hang tight, everybody. 844-747-8868 is our phone line. Today, we're talking about Rush. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
I think everybody remembers that theme song. That is one of the classics, the Rush Limbaugh theme song. And today on this radio program, we honor Rush Limbaugh. America's anchorman passed away earlier today, losing his battle with cancer. But as we all know, as people of faith, and Rush Limbaugh was a Christian man, and we know that today, when he breathed his last breath on this earth, he traded in that golden EIB microphone for a crown of glory. And so for that, we celebrate and we honor Rush and his memory. And I know a lot of people want to weigh in, so we're going to go to the phones. We had been talking to Wyatt from the Nevada Talk Network. And Wyatt, thank you so much for holding on through the Mark Meadows interview. But you know, Wyatt, I think it just demonstrates and illustrates that Rush had such a profound influence beyond radio, but also in the world of politics.
He did. He did. He had a wonderful influence on politics. But what is interesting and what I get to remember about him so much is I was there before he was successful. I knew him in 1976. I think we were like station 185 that went on the EIB network in 1990. And he still could take the time to call and talk with us on the air. And I mean, I'm not talking just a show. He called and talked with me on my morning show. And so we had the opportunity to talk with him about the show and all of its what it was and what he was doing. And it goes to show you that a man who was a fairly talented announcer, a fairly talented disc jockey, was able to evolve into the icon that he has become today. And it just shows that radio got out of that deep voice and fast talking thing into being entertainers again.
That's right.
What radio does best. It entertains, and Rush Limbaugh was the icon of entertainment in the radio industry.
Well, he certainly was, Wyatt, and we appreciate your great personal stories there of your relationship with Rush, working with him in Kansas City, and it's an honor to be broadcasting this radio program on your great radio stations there in Nevada.
And just remember one thing. Even though guys like you and I don't have great radio voices, one of these days, you know, we might be a success. Who knows?
There you go, Wyatt. All right, Wyatt, God bless you, sir. And thank you again for calling in. What a great story. I just got a text message from our good friend Harry Hurley out of WPG in Atlantic City. Harry's going to be calling in a little bit later on this hour. Look forward to hearing his comments as well. Let's go to Tom in Gainesville, Georgia, where we broadcast this program on WDUN. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Well, the same thing is on everybody else's mind that's not out of their mind on the left. Well, they're out of their minds right now on the left, and I don't even want to they're going to be putting up on social media.
Tom, so it's Tom. Let me tell you, it's already started, and it is just as revolting and despicable and deviant as you could possibly imagine. And I'll just leave it at that. But shame on those people. That there's just a lot of evil on social media at this moment.
Yep. Well, and what I really called about before I had that negative sidetrack there. Sorry, Rush. Was and you mentioned Paul Harvey, and Rush did something that I have to do these two things each and every. Sorry, Thanksgiving.
It's all right, Tom.
And 4th of July. On the 4th of July, I have a video, and you can find this on YouTube. It's called Paul Harvey, Our Lives, Our Fortunes, Our Sacred Honor. I think it would be wonderful, especially in these times, if everybody would look that up and listen to that seven-minute video in as only Paul Harvey could deliver it. And I have to do that, or I didn't have a real 4th of July. And likewise, Todd, Thanksgiving. Rush Limbaugh's retelling of his grandfather's Thanksgiving story that as Rush learned it as a child is part of my Thanksgiving, and I make it part of everybody else's Thanksgiving who will take the time to listen to Rush's show the Thanksgiving week, because it tells the true story and how Marxism was a total failure 228 years before Karl Marx ever wrote that hideous evil manifesto. And Todd, to you and to all of your colleagues who we all owe a debt of gratitude in the way you followed in Rush's footsteps, I would challenge each and every one on the radio, with given the mantle that you continue to carry, to develop a story such as Mr. Harvey, 4th of July, and such as Rush Limbaugh, Thanksgiving, or other holidays that I and hopefully other millions of Americans would be proud and honored to listen to celebrate those different holidays.
Indeed.
To help restore love for our country.
All right, Tom, God bless you. And I can hear the passion in your voice. This is something that matters to you, and it's something that matters to all of us. And the idea that AM radio, FM radio, can still pack such a punch and make such an impact is just remarkable. All right, we've got a couple of lines open here. Tom, thank you for the call. 844-747-8868. We're going to have to take a break here in just a moment. I do want to read this item from Paul Shanklin. Paul is a friend of this program. He does all of the parody songs on Rush's show. And Paul writes, I'm going to hold this because we're coming up on the break here, but I'll read the statement that Paul just sent me on Facebook, and we'll share that with you. Just beautiful, beautiful tributes coming in. And most importantly, we want to hear your tributes to Rush Limbaugh. You are the voice that matters today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, Congressman Jody Heiss, who used to be a radio host, he's going to weigh in on the passing of Rush Limbaugh as well. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Wow, the windows, we have beautiful windows here in our Southern Command, our bunker in Memphis, Tennessee. And it is currently, there's so much snow falling, it's hard to see outside. So we are supposed to get 7 more inches of snow, which is unheard of in this part of the country. But anyway, I hope it's a nice day wherever you might be. But a little snowy here at the Stearns Radio Show bunker at our Southern Command. All right, real quick, I want to go to the phones. A lot of you folks wanting to weigh in on the life and the legacy of Rush Limbaugh. Our good friend Harry Hurley from WPG Radio in Atlantic City, New Jersey, joins us. Harry is a regular fill-in on this program. And Harry, it is a sad day for not just talk radio, but for America.
Let me share my brief social media post, Todd. I wrote, "The king is dead. Long live the king. The absolute GOAT. Rush Limbaugh has passed away at age 70 from lung cancer. All of us who have had the privilege to enjoy a career in the spoken word format, oh, Rush, an incalculable debt of gratitude. We're all ditto heads today."
Harry Hurley, I could not have said it any better. You are a masterful wordsmith, and what a wonderful tribute to L. Rushbo.
I got to tell you, and my audience will back me up on this, his last show was February 2nd. It was a Tuesday. And I remember telling my audience that we're not going to hear from Rush again in this life, that I believe that Rush has hosted his last show. Like you, Todd, we've been doing this for a long time. Interesting to note, on December 23rd, when Rush, and he never liked to talk about himself, and remember the one time he did, somebody in our industry actually trashed him, which I don't even want to get into that on your show, but it was disgusting. And Rush's voice was vibrant, it was strong, and I knew he had fight left in him. I knew he had life left in him. When I heard his voice, and you and I wear a headset, we know what we're hearing. We just, it's part of, people have to understand, we don't just talk, we listen. I heard a total loss of vitality. The tonal quality was completely different, and I knew it was it. I knew the day he did his last show, Todd, and the record is documented with that. Very, very sad to have been right. He fought this hard. I lost both my parents at a very young age to endocarcinoma of the lung. It is a terrible disease. It is a terrible way to go. And he fought so beyond what his prognosis was. He couldn't believe it, that he was still here with us in February. The loss is impossible to verbalize, and his impact, had he been on air one or two more years before President Bush won, meaning number one, as opposed to Bush W. Bush number two, George Bush the first would have gotten a second term. That's how impactful Rush Limbaugh was.
Oh, you think back to the revolution led by Speaker Newt. I don't think that would have happened had it not been for Rush Limbaugh. I mean, every single day, Newt Gingrich almost became a co-host of the show during those years.
There's no question. He just had a credibility as a conservative. And by the way, and my former boss, President Trump, I want to give him credit for winning the presidency, but I think you can make the case there would have been no President Trump without Rush Limbaugh. President Trump was not considered a bona fide conservative. Ted Cruz had most of the Rush Limbaugh supporters. Rush Limbaugh came out strong for President Trump, and the rest was history, because nobody was going to question the bona fides of President Trump, then candidate Trump.
Yeah.
If Rush Limbaugh, the ultimate conservative, says that President Trump is a conservative, then guess what? He passed the threshold test. That's also something you cannot overstate.
Well said. Well, Harry, we've got so many folks lined up here. Congressman Jody Heiss is about to call in, and I just want to say thank you for the great work you do, not only in Atlantic City, but also filling in on this radio program. Our listeners love you, Harry Hurley, and you have really made a great impact in this industry as well.
Well, I love you, Todd, and I love your whole team and your amazing audience. So I will free up your hotline for more important people. But thank you for the opportunity to appear today on your program on such a sad occasion.
The great Harry Hurley, ladies and gentlemen, one of Talk Radio's finest gentlemen from Atlantic City, WPG, just a terrific radio station and a great heritage there. Harry, thank you. Let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Congressman Jody Heiss from the great state of Georgia with us. And Congressman, this is news that we just learned on the air, and we are coming to terms with what this means for all of us in this great country.
Well, thanks, Todd, and I couldn't agree with Harry anymore. This is a sad day for America, and there are millions and millions of ditto heads today saying, thank God that we had the voice of Rush Limbaugh for over 30 years. What an unbelievable impact. You know, he's one of those guys for me that, you know, he was a mentor without ever knowing it. I mean, I listened to him for over three decades on a faithful basis, and his impact not only on me, but millions and millions of others and the conservative movement as a whole will be forever missed. It's just impossible to describe the impact that he's had on this country.
And also on you personally, Congressman.
Oh, there's no question. You know, like you, I was on radio before going to Congress for about 10 years. And, you know, Rush was one of those guys who inspired me to step out and to enlarge the voice and to speak to the hearts of thousands and tens of thousands of other people. And, you know, I tried to learn from him. He was just absolutely phenomenal as a gentleman, his humor, his ability to articulate spot-on conservative principles, his boldness to never apologize for being a conservative. He was just absolutely remarkable in every way, and I believe that those type of characteristics have inspired and encouraged others to courageously take a stand as well. And as people did that, they always knew if they got shot at, so to speak, attacked for standing in the gap as a conservative, they knew Rush would have their back, because the next day he would be on the air for 3 hours standing for those same principles. It's just absolutely remarkable what he did.
Well, it is, Congressman, and we appreciate the great work you are doing up on Capitol Hill, fighting the good fight every single day. And you're right. I mean, we have to take what Rush taught us, and we have to put that into practice, and we've got to have that boldness. And honestly, I think Donald Trump personified that as he went toe-to-toe with the mainstream media. I'd like to think that President Trump learned that behavior from El Rushbo.
Well, you know, is there any question about that? I mean, the president giving him the Congressional Medal of Honor at the State of the Union address, I mean, that was an enormous honor that Limbaugh received, and so well-deserved. But I think that speaks volumes in itself, the respect that President Trump had for Rush, but also the lessons that the president learned from Rush. I think all of that was just highlighted in the receiving of that incredible honor.
Well said. Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for your beautiful tribute to Rush Limbaugh, and we look forward to getting you back on the program.
Will do, Todd. God bless you. Thanks.
All right, Congressman Jody Heiss from the great state of Georgia. 844-747-8868 is our number. Before we go back to the phones, I want to play that audio we promised you. The team was able to get this for us. President Trump on Fox News just a little while ago talking about Rush Limbaugh.
When was the last time you spoke with Rush Limbaugh?
Three or four days ago. I'd call him just to find out. You know, his fight was very, very courageous, and he was very, very sick. And, you know, from diagnosis on, it was just something that was not going to be beaten, but you wouldn't know it. And he is married to an incredible woman, Catherine, who really, every time I spoke to him, he would tell me how great she was. She took such great care. He was very brave. I mean, he, in theory, could have been gone 4 months ago, really. He was fighting till the very end. He was a fighter.
All right, that was President Trump just a few moments ago on Fox News Channel offering a tribute to Rush Limbaugh. And man, was that guy he was such a fighter. But he was also a kind and gentle soul. And the amount of money this man raised for charity, for the fighting men and women of this country, it was just remarkable. And, of course, he also did it with that incredibly witty banter and he was just quick-witted. What was it? He said, with talent on loan from God. None finer than Rush Limbaugh. All right, I want to go back to the phones here. Mark in Arkansas Truman, Arkansas, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hi, Mark. What do you remember most about Rush?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. I love the show. I listen to you in the morning on the way to work and on the way home, so keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Wow. Afternoons are just never going to be the same. I've listened to Rush probably since 1992, and since you have so many people waiting, I'll be really brief. I guess one of my big comments would be just to say ditto.
Oh, I think we lost him. My apologies there. That's the way it goes with these phones, especially here with the storm. Let's go to our good friend Ray Richardson has come on board. Ray Richardson from WLOB, the Big Lobster in Portland, Maine. Ray, wow.
Yeah, I think that is the word of the day. Wow, losing Rush Limbaugh. You know, Todd, and thanks for having me on. It's great to talk with you and to get a chance to share just a couple of thoughts about Rush. I will never forget a friend of mine walked in my office door in 1989, I think it was, and he had stopped by my office because he wanted me to hear this guy. He walked in and he said, "This guy sounds like you. You've got to listen to him." Because I was always talking politics. You know how we do. And so we turned him on the radio, and it was Rush Limbaugh. And I just fell in love with the guy. And throughout the 1990s, no matter where I was in the country, I would find a radio station with Rush Limbaugh on it. You know what he did, Todd, and I know you know this because of how much you thought of him. He gave real definition and real texture to the conservative movement. He really defined what conservatism was. But then he made it feel real for people. That's where the texture came in. And he did it, there's been few who have done anything near it. And no one, of course, has ever done it quite like he did.
No, you're right about that. And honestly, Ray, and you and I are pretty close to the same age. I mean, he really became our version of Saturday Night Live. I mean, those parodies were just hilarious.
Well, you're right about that. You know what was great about Rush is that while the issues that he talked about were really important and really leading the conservative movement, being the conservative voice is really important, but he never forgot that this was entertainment, that nobody was going to sit there day after day and listen if they didn't feel entertained by it, because at the end of the day, that's what radio is. You can be as sincere and you can talk about important issues, but if you don't do it in a way in which people feel good about hearing it, they're not going to listen.
Yeah, it's, you know what? You're absolutely right about that, Ray. You always have to have a little bit of humor, have a little bit of fun as you're talking about the big issues of the day. And Ray, we just appreciate the great audience that you have there at WLOB. We always love listening to and hearing from our great friends in the great state of Maine.
Yeah, they love you here, Todd. There's no doubt about it. You know, they love your commentaries in the morning because of their unique nature. And as I've said about you many times to you and to others, you have a mastery of issues. But more importantly, you have a down-home humor about you that connects people with those issues.
Well, Ray, you're very kind to say that. Hopefully you'll get down here to Memphis one of these days. Hopefully after we thaw out, my friend.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Maybe we can head down and get a little barbecue together. I could use some, and sounds like to me maybe you could as well.
Hey, now, I'm never going to pass up barbecue. Ray Richardson, ladies and gentlemen, from WLOB, the Big Lobster, and we love Ray and all of his great listeners. Hey, folks, we've got to take a quick break. We've got a couple of lines open now, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. You know, it really is one of the biggest issues we are facing in America right now. I'm talking about the NRA, National Rifle Association, and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he's going to defeat the NRA, and there are efforts out there to limit your guns and even put the NRA out of business. So all this week on Newsmax TV, our good friend Stinchfield is going to tell the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. I would encourage you to watch Stinchfield tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, to find out how the NRA is fighting back. I got to tell you, Stinchfield, folks, he tells the truth. Everybody is tuning in. Newsmax TV, now the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. It's available all sorts of platforms. If your cable system does not carry Newsmax, give them a call right now. You can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV. So be sure tonight, watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time, and folks, I'm proud to say I am one of them. All right, let's get right back to the phones. Pastor Matthew in Missouri. Hi, Pastor. What's on your mind today?
Snow, but no. What I want to say is I listened to Rush when I was in college, kind of like we're about the same age. When I was early 90s, I'd just become a Christian. I started listening to him. And I've always enjoyed Rush Limbaugh. When I did talk radio in Turkey, the first thing I remembered is the biggest thing he did. And I'm not a professional, you are, but he, like that last caller said, he understood about the ideas, but he understood at the bottom line, you've got to be entertaining. He was so entertaining. So what I did, Todd, is I decided while I was on hold, I would just go and leave comments on CNN, Facebook. And so I just, I thought of one thing to encourage everybody. All the negative stuff you're going to see, I put on CNN. I said all the negative reaction with Joy Rush as he liked living in liberals' brain rent-free. I don't know how many times we've heard that. I thought of I'm going to miss his three-hour program a day because it was just kind of perspective. It wasn't the gospel because there were some things about doing it on your own in the sense of we all come through Christ. But he was, if you wanted an education on American and what makes us great, not playing the victim. Like this one lady, she put, wishing him more peace and rest than he had brought to others. I said, well, he didn't bring us peace. He can challenge us to do that on our own and not be victim. I thought of so many things, all his wonderful nicknames. You should just do a reading of, you know, pencil neck, feminazis, of course, the Clinton News Network, so many things as imitations.
Oh.
I'll miss Rush, but you, exactly like you said, you don't have Donald Trump, you don't have Jim Jordan, all these wonderful conservative leaders. You don't have a Ted Cruz, I think, if you don't have Rush Limbaugh.
Well said. Matthew, yeah, Pastor, got to leave it there. I'm sorry, sir, but great tribute. Folks, hang tight. 844-747-8868. More of your calls coming up next. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.